Nolte, GOP governors do great work combating infanticide, grooming, illegal aliens. By John Nolte on April 7, 2022. Watching Republican governors do the right thing concerning illegal aliens and the atrocities of abortion and child grooming is heartening. It is long past time for GOP governors to vigorously defend the values of the people they represent and to do so in the same way local Democrats have done for decades. Of course, Democrat politicians do the exact opposite of what Republican governors have started to do. Democrats are legalizing infanticide and aggressively inviting illegal aliens to flood their states, including all the violent criminals, drug mules, and sex traffickers that come with them. Democrat leaders also encourage the sexual grooming of prepubescent children, defund the police, empty the prisons, eliminate bail for violent offenders, and openly discriminate based on race and what people do with their sex organs. In other words, Democrats are engaged in wickedness and destruction. And the results are painful to watch, especially the death and destruction in their cities, which don't look all that different from Ukraine's cities after a Russian retreat. But now, and thanks in no small part to President Trump's boldness, Republican governors are showing the same zeal as Democrats, but in ways that will improve the health and well-being of their states and citizens. While up against enormous pressure from the corporate media's child groomers and child groomer enablers, Florida just passed a bill outlawing the sexual grooming of children ages 4 to 8 in the classroom. This move protects small children from being gaslit into believing they are gay or bisexual or transsexual or pansexual or whatever other nutso shit these freaks have invented now. Additionally, this law has also smoked out the Democrat Party, Never Trump, and the Walt Disney Company as degenerate child groomers and child groomer enablers. Other Republican-led states, like Georgia, Tennessee, Kansas, Oklahoma, Arizona, and about 10 more, are looking at passing similar anti-grooming legislation to protect children from these predators. Multiple Republican states are also stepping in to save unborn babies from being legally murdered. Abortion is an atrocity. Snuffing out a human life because you can't keep your legs closed or be bothered to get some free birth control is inexcusable and amoral. It is long past time to save the unborn. So while Democrat-led states seek to legalize abortion right up until the child is partially born, Republican-led states are stepping in to do the right thing. Montana, Arkansas, South Carolina, Kansas, Mississippi, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Idaho, Arizona, Wyoming, and Oklahoma, among others, are looking to put limits on or ban this ongoing slaughter of the innocent outright. On the illegal alien front, Democrats are desperate to import sex traffickers and easily exploit labor. What's more, you have his fraudulency Joe Biden opening the border in the hopes of fulfilling the Democrat Party's stated desire to replace American voters with more compliant voters. Thankfully, we now have Republican-led states such as Florida and Texas pushing back. Both have pledged to ship the illegals whom feds have dumped in their states to Washington, D.C., or Biden's home state of Delaware. I'd like to see Martha's Vineyard added to that list. As the federal government becomes increasingly corrupt, fascist, and lawless, as the corporate media, Hollywood, and the organized left openly target small children for abortion, sexual grooming, and other depravities, Republican-led states need to continue to step up. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.